I love you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I love you, Lord. You are everything. You're everything to me. I love you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I love you, Lord. You are everything. You are everything to me. Thank you, Master.
You've been so much to me.
to me.
I love you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my God, you first loved me, even yet it's a loop. You made a plan for me. He means so much to you. And he says, you mean so much to him. Lift your hands. For someone who is saying, Lord, do you care about me? Are you aware that I exist? Lord, will you help me? Lord, will you leave me in shame and reproach? He says, you mean so much to him. So much that he did not spare his son, his only son, and give him to die for you. And that in this season, you will experience his love, experience his acceptance, experience his favor like you have never seen. Lift up your hands. See his love. See his hand stretched on you. Receive it now. Receive it. Power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, that's help out there. Receive his touch, the touch of his help, the touch of his love, the touch of his healing. Something is breaking forth upon you. Now, receive, receive, receive now. Thank you, Master.
Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you may lead, that I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own.
Take the lead, O Lord. I follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. Your hands. I see the dark cloud of rejection, the dark cloud of depression, the dark cloud of frustration. The dark cloud of hopelessness. I see it leaving right now. Leaving right now. Leaving right now. Leaving right now. Lift your hands high at the count of three. You place it on your head and scream touch at the top of your voice. And that cloud will leave you instantly. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Touch. Rock,
That suicidal tendency is left. That chain is broken. Put your hands and give him the praise. Take your seat.
Mine own. Oh, your own. Mine own. Oh, your own.
If you experience that encounter of the power of God, lifted the suicidal tendency left somebody, the spirit of suicide, thoughts of death. Why did you just leave it? Just left, you saw it living. A spirit, a dark spirit living, you saw it present. Saw that skeleton walk out of your life. You had such an encounter, let us know and step forward. Somebody's left shoulder has just been healed. Confirm the healing of your left shoulder and quickly run forward. Move that left shoulder now. You realize that it is moving where it is not moving. And if you confirm it, quickly rush forward here. Somebody has a swelling in the lower region of your body towards the private area, like a boil or a growth in the groin. It has just disappeared and melted now. You cannot feel it again. Pain is gone, growth is gone. Quickly rush forward here and let us see what God has done for you. Somebody's right knee has been healed. The affliction of the enemy on that right knee has been healed. Somebody has something like a pin on the lower up back, like the tailbone has a challenge there. The power of God has healed that tailbone. Quickly, lift up your right hand, everybody, and worship Him.
Draw me, Lord. I come running after you. Draw me, Lord. Draw me, Lord. I come running, Lord.
Please take them quickly because of that.
After you. Draw me, Lord.
Draw me, Lord.
I come running after you.
I come running after you.
Draw me,
Lord. Draw me, Lord.
I come running. I come running after you. Lord, I come running after you.
I come running after you.
Before you talk to me, it has smell, okay? Smell organ. Find out from for her. Otherwise, the Lord is opening the smell of somebody. Smell. Find out for us what it is. Someone who is not smelling, if the house, God forbid, if food is burning on fire, you don't know. That situation can actually burn down the house on yourself without your notice. Take your seat. If you are in that category, let us know what happened. Yes, tell us what happened to this.
Sir, amazing. She said for 3 months now, she will constantly feel like taking poison and dying. But as the word came, sir, a dark spirit just flew out of her.
A dark spirit. Lift up your hands. Take poison and die. Get out, you devil of death. Go! Go, 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 go. I speak to someone here today. You spirit, tormenting spirit of death. Your tenure expires right now. Expires right now. Expires right now. Expires right now. Somebody shout, I shall fulfill my day.
Daddy, this is accurate prophecy connecting the first service to the second service. In the first service, you talked about the misunderstanding between husband and wife. And he said that was her issue, and she was contemplating that after the second service, she will go and commit suicide. Because she felt that there can be no hope of reconciliation. And that word came. That was why she stepped out. She believed the devil has been defeated.
It is over. You will not die. Leave. 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 In Jesus' name.
Sir, this is Princess Anita. Give a word on suicidal tendencies. It was meant for her. She said 3 years ago, she met somebody when she had some challenges to pray for her. And since that person prayed for her, she lost her peace.
Is that the devil that prayed for her?
For 3 years, she couldn't sleep. She became afraid of herself. She started sleeping in her friends' houses. And sometimes in one night, she would get up more than 10 times in the night because she cannot sleep. One night, the man appeared, chasing her.
The same so-called prayer person.
Yes, sir. Chasing her. Then the same person appeared. And said, she stop and repeat after me. You are free. You are set free. Come to the church.
And the senior pastor appeared when that man was chasing her.
And man left. So since then, she had been coming to the church. So, as you were praying now, there's something left her. And she's free. That fear died.
Be careful where you go and how you go. Not everything that glitters is gold. Not everywhere they call the name of the Lord, they are serving the Lord. There are a couple of native doctors wearing suit in several places. I don't care the level of power you see anywhere. What do you feel? What do you feel in the atmosphere? What do you feel in the atmosphere? Anything can be camouflaged, but the presence of God can never be camouflaged. A native doctor can tell you your name and tell you your father's house and tell you who is looking for your trouble, but it can never capture the presence of God. I prophesy today, anyone who has been a victim of diabolic attack, today that attack is broken. Break now. Break now. Broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. What happened?
Sir, we have two cases of suicidal tendencies here. This is Sister Dockers. She's been hearing voices that tells her, you can't find help anywhere. No need to live anymore. Just kill yourself. But at the shout of touch, she felt something like a pot left her head.
Come over here. Every load you are carrying that is not yours, is somebody here at all ready for something? Every load the devil has put on your head that is not your load is returning back to hell now. Get back to hell where you came from. In the name of Jesus. I want to address this sister here. It's the spirit of false accusation. Come over here. And the spirit of insanity. Family. Altar of insanity. And false accusation. Lift up your hands. Go! now in the name of Jesus.
Brother Joseph, same case. He came here highly depressed. He felt like killing himself a week ago. He just keep thinking there is no reason for living anymore. Nothing is working.
And what happened today?
Today, at the shout of touch, he said something came upon him and gave him peace. He feels joyful like never before. Now.
You are free. Lift your hands. Somebody say, I shall live. Say it loud, I shall live. I shall not die. I shall fulfill my days. See, after me say, my life is worth the living. I cannot die before my time. Go out of his life.
So another case of suicidal tendencies. At the shout of touch, it is a black woman.
A black woman left her. Can everybody stand up on your feet where you are? Everybody stand up where you are. Place your hand on yourself and lift up the other hand. And see, after me say, every stranger in my life and around my life, you have no place in my life and around my life. You are living now in the name of Jesus. On your marks, get set, shout, go! 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 Give you the praise, Lord. I give you the honor. Thank you, Master. Yes, take your seat. It's done.
A demonic chasing pain of 1 year left this.
Give the Lord the praise. It is over. It's over. Oluwa, etobi, etobi yo, etobi yo. Oluwa, etobi, etobi yo, etobi yo. Koseni tale pisa kawere o. Etobi yo. Koseni tale pisa kawere. I see the chorus of angels singing with us. Can you stand and join them? Stand and join them. Join them. Listen. I see somebody who is immobilized, either with a crutch or on a wheelchair. Whether you are here or you are watching, you lift up that wheelchair now. Lift up that crutch or wheelchair and walk right now. Somebody has been immobilized. You came with a crutch or a stick or something, or something, you lift it up, or you are watching somewhere and you are on a wheelchair or something. Lift up the crutch, lift up the stick, and walk now. The rest of us celebrate Jesus. Mama is walking out there, lift the stick up. If you already walked without coming out with your stick, go and bring out your walking, your walker, and walk with him. Celebrate, let's go.
Hey. Oh,
Mama for us, grounded in your life, is now rising up and running. Let me announce to you, between now and this coming Sunday, whatever was not moving shall begin to move. Anything hanging and suspended is released. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. What happened?
Sir, very, very accurate. As you prayed for her, you mentioned false accusation and insanity, mental problem. She said, even her own, she will leave church praying for them. Immediately she gets home, they will accuse her of what she doesn't know anything about. It has been on for years. And she said sometimes, she will herself will know that she is losing her mind. Her mind will go far as if she wants to go crazy. And her word.
Over. God is going to rescue someone here today. Every false accusation, every wrong identity, every label on your life that is not your label, today is the end of it. Go! Jesus name.
Sir, you mentioned specifically left shoulder. We have them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All left shoulder. This one lasted for 20 years. As the word came, sir, all of them, the shoulders are moving now.
Lift your hands. Incredible. Down. Move it. That one lasted for 20 years. Left shoulder, 20 years locked, afflicted, pain, healed. Anything that has followed you all these years, is somebody taking these things for granted? Anything that has followed you all these years, that has been with you all these years, today they expire forever.
O Kamaleya Leya, Oleya, O Kamaleya Leya, Oleya,
O Kamaleya Leya,
Oleya,
O Kamaleya, O Kamaleya, O Kamaleya Leya, O
Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya Leya,
Oleya,
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 O Kamaleya, O Kamaleya, O Kamaleya, O
Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya, O Kamaleya, O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
O Kamaleya,
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Everything God has said concerning your life from the world that seemed to be delayed, today they are released into manifestation. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
Sir, he gave a word concerning the loss of smell. That even the house was burning, they would not smell anything. The word is for these three people. Moses, a year ago,
lost his smell.
Lost his sense of smell.
Whatever.
And what went forth, what went forth. Shebivian also, she was taking drugs, and during her medication, her sense of smell at least disappeared.
Okay.
Until this word came right now. And madam, 4 years ago, she also lost her sense of smell. Said even if a child defecates, stood by her side, she would not hear anything.
Okay.
But as well went forth, the sense was restored.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So if anybody is around them that releases missile, they will not know. Missile attack. I know that women normally carry perfume in their bag. Is there anything here that can be used to validate? Everything that is not working in your life today, it shall work. All right, we are finally glad to have. Which one? What is this? Fragrance. It's enjoying the smell. Jesus, thank you. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if there's a missile, you can take cover now. She's already perceiving this one from here. Already perceiving what I'm giving this one, she's already perceiving. Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Our God,
hey,
you are not just people, you are not just
love. Mama is perceiving. Mama is perceiving. Are you just looking? Stand up on your feet, somebody. Ay, 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 ay.
You are not just people, you are not just love. You are the
greatest.
You are
working in my life is working now. Let me tell you, when you leave here, go and lay hands on your car, go and lay hands on your computer, go and lay hands on your generator, go and lay hands on your certificate. Are you hearing me? Go and lay hands on your proposal, lay hands on your womb. Lay hands on your mind. Everything that is not working, go and lay hands on anything that is not working. famous one.
You are a great one. You are big, 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 big.
You are big, 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 big.
Action. And every prophetic action produces prophetic outcome. So I want you to proceed. When you reach home, lay hands on whatever is not working. Tell them I have been instructed. I am commanded to lay hands on you and you must walk. If the olfactory nerve, the nerve of smell, can come alive on the spot, then whatever is not alive in your life is coming alive on the spot. Give all the praise. 2 more minutes and then we'll go to the message. Take your seat.
Yes, sir. Sir, it is working, sir.
It's working. Our sister
here was a victim of herdsmen kidnapped last year.
Oh.
And in that process, they shot her left leg. Let the cameraman show.
Yes, they're showing it.
Based on that, they left her behind. And she's been incarcerated in the hospital for 4 months now. A neighbor was coming for dedication, and she managed to follow them to service today. She couldn't walk, and when she alighted, he said, in the course of your declaration, power soiled on that leg.
How
and
did
now,
she walk to come? Did you carry a stick or anything?
Then you were praying. My leg now.
Did somebody hold you? How did... Okay, but how did you move with it?
I'll be walking small, and the leg will be paining me.
Pain on the leg,
yes.
Dragging it on the ground.
Yes,
but in the course of the prayer, what happened?
Everything went up.
Are you just looking like that? Hey! Country. We curse them, we curse their sponsors. They will never die well. Their generation will never end well. And we declare their agenda in Nigeria will never prosper. It will never prosper. Everyone who sponsor them and they themselves, their generation will never die well. They will never live well. To make this land hot for people, your generation and lineage will never know peace. Never know peace. He that taketh the sword shall die by the sword. We decree that the source of yourself and your weapons will turn against each other. Turn against those who gave you those weapons. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is over. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Today, not today. Only the who say, go hear me. Today, not today.
This is a dedication service. I announce today, every force of hell that will not let you rest, will not let your family rest, will not let our nation rest, in this season they shall be laid to rest. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. What happened? I'm sure we want one or two more at the most. Oh, this is the last. Right, go on. Sir.
Sir, if you will permit me to use pidgin English to describe the way she described her condition. She said, my pikin, my leg no strong again. I don't pass 90. But as pastor they pray, my
Mama,
leg
don't pass 90.
My or leg 90. Don't strong. 90. Say my leg don't strong now. I they stand. Before I know they feel stand though. Now they stand at the waka.
Mama, what do you talk?
Saying I remain her eyes, that she wants pastor to pray for her eyes to make her eyes they see. Say she manage this one, but she didn't see for this one.
Father, we thank you because you healed this over 90 year old mama of this affliction of the knee, and we thank you because the eye is also clear.
Jesus name. That's right.
Sing it again. Kahamara netete. Kahamara netete. Kahamara netete. Kahamara netete. Kahamara netete.
Mama, let's start with the leg. Move the leg up. Like this. Move it up. She's over 90. Mama,
how you dey take waka when you come? You dey sick. How you take waka?
Make her no fall. He said, now this I dey hold when I come out for motor. Make her no fall. Follow me now as you no go fall.
And
now we declare the eyesight completely clear. Completely clear. Without the glasses, completely clear. In Jesus' name. Stay in front of him. Of her. You see your behavior. You see her. Come closer. As we take it now, you'll be on your way back up. There are people with the swelling in the groin that has been healed. Any other person in that category? And other healings have taken place. Your testimonies are permanent in Jesus' name. Dance your way back to your seat now. The celebration you have exhibited here shall follow you home, shall follow you to your business, shall follow you into your career. Shout the loudest, amen. Blessed be your name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. It's a testimony service, thanksgiving service, dedication service. So all we came to do today is to celebrate God and appreciate him for the month. Nevertheless, and as we do that, we shall experience the testimony of Jesus, which we have already experienced just now, and is the spirit of prophecy. Nevertheless, we shall look quickly at one subject before we go, and we shall take our text from Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 12. Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 12. He said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Hindrances to the life of dedication. This is part two. Our objective is to understand those factors that hinder the life of dedication to God. It is clear from the Bible that as we approach the end of the world, love for God shall come under attack. Love for the things of God shall come under attack. As a matter of fact, when you say you are a Christian, you are born again, in some quarters you may provoke attack. The system is so anti-God that when you are pro-God, you become a common enemy. Especially in areas like Europe and other parts of the world where there is very terrible secular humanism.
I was sitting in the aircraft one day with a man, a white man. We were friends and talking very friendly until I mentioned how God heals people. He became very angry on the spot. Angry on the spot. What are you talking about? Why are you giving people false hope? There's nothing like that. That is, the world can accept you and be comfortable with you for as long as you don't mention anything near God. So that is the kind of world we live in today. What are the things that can reduce people's dedication? We mentioned three in the first service. We mentioned societal influence as a factor, the general climate of society, where they don't want you to mention God at all, where they want you to fit in with them. We mentioned comparison with others. When you look at the way others are living their lives on serious with God, and you begin to think that that is the way to live, no need to carry church on your head. Other people are okay. And when you have earthly mindedness, where the mind is centered on the things of the earth as against the things of heaven. We looked at them exhaustively. And I'll look at another three this morning still. And that is ungodly company. That's the first or the number four of the first for this service. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33 says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications or evil association or evil company corrupt good manners." The companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20b. It is very rare for somebody to walk himself to a tobacco shop and say, "Give me cigarette. I want to test it for the first time." Very rare. Somebody introduces them. Somebody said, "Have you smoked before? Can you try it?" He says, "I don't know how to pass it through my nose." He says, "I will teach you." Very rare before somebody carries himself and says, "I want to join cult. I want to join the occult." Somebody took them there. Somebody introduced them. How can you be a big girl in Abuja and you say you don't have money? Come, let me show you what to do. Very rare before somebody carries herself, say, "I want to be a prostitute." Very rare. Somebody assisted them on the prostitution technologies. Am I communicating at all? Very rare. That is why the kind of person you call friend can become the greatest damage of your life or the greatest blessing of your life. There are people who are regretting till tomorrow because that thing they did for the first time was they were introduced to it by a so-called friend. What is ungodly company all about? First, ungodly company produces ungodly influence that attacks commitment to God. It produces ungodly influence because your company determines the influence you are under, and it attacks your commitment to God. Secondly, ungodly company has the tendency to undermine zeal and passion for God. They undermine your zeal and your passion for God. That is, don't take it too much. God is all right.
They undermine it. What? You said you pray from night till morning. Me, I don't even pray any prayer, and yet I'm succeeding. Terrible. There are those that Satan will use to speak to your life. And thirdly, ungodly company has the tendency to mock your devotion and dedication to God. There are those the devil will use with the voice of mockery. They will just mock your going to church. Mock your everything. Oh, you say you are paying tithe. Me, I don't pay nothing. Please bear in mind that no relationship, no association, no connection leaves you neutral. And before you say you want to lead an ungodly company to Christ, just be sure of your stand. Am I communicating? When somebody is lying flat on the ground and you are standing on your feet, except he wants to stand up. He wants to stand up. Otherwise, any attempt to get them up, they are the ones who will pull you down. Am I communicating? Any attempt, except the person is willing to get up by himself, then you give him a helping hand, he stands up. Otherwise, he's lying down like a log of wood. Because gravity is on his side. He's not afraid of fall. He's already on the floor. He pulls you to his level. One girl told his former girlfriend, boyfriend, I'm born again now. I've given my life to Christ. And I want you to give your life to Christ. The man said, really? That's very interesting. Tell me more. And she kept on talking to the man. The man said, I'm interested. I want to know more. That was Satan speaking. Please, can you meet me at so and so place? He gave her an address. When she went there, he was the one who evangelized her in the demonic style. That is, everything went upside down. Back to square zero. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. That is ungodly company. The second dislike unto it, which is number five really now, is the life of compromise. The life of compromise. Every time you compromise means you told a little lie. Compromise means you watched something you were not meant to watch. Compromise means you participated in something you were not meant to. Every time you compromise, sinful compromise, it has this effect. Number one, iniquity attacks love for God. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Whenever you allow sin, you allow guilt in your life, it reduces your love for God. It's an attack on love for God. Because iniquity shall abound. Your love for prayer begins to go down. Your love for the word begins to go down. Your love for fellowship begins to go down. Your love for the things of God begins to go down. Begin to go down. Begin to go down. Second, sin reduces spiritual authority and audacity. Your boldness goes down. Spiritual boldness. In Proverbs 28, verse 1, it said, the wicked flee when no man pursues. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. When your conscience is clear, your boldness is sure. The righteous are bold as a lion. When your conscience is clear, your boldness is sure. At the place of prayer, you pray boldly. At the place of evangelism, you evangelize boldly. At the place of declaring the word, you declare boldly. That is how compromise affects spiritual authority.
I told the story of a young man. I heard the story of a young man. Firebrand. Everybody used to hear his prayer in the neighborhood until he decided to squat someone of the opposite gender who was stranded. And it was his duty to squat her. That squatting was the reduction of his prayer fire until there was no prayer heard anymore in the neighborhood. It reduces spiritual authority, spiritual boldness. Iniquity attacks vocality. Am I communicating? And thirdly, sin brings distance, brings a distance between man and God. That's how it affects your dedication. Your iniquity has separated between you and God. Between you and God. Suddenly you notice that you are far from God. Suddenly you notice that you can't feel the presence of God like you used to feel. That was Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 to 2. By this avenue, a life of ungodliness reduces your dedication. Prayer fire is reduced. Study fire is reduced. Fellowship commitment is reduced. That must be avoided. And finally, what are the things that can reduce your dedication to God? Number six or number three for this service is the self-first mentality. Me first. The self-first mentality. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Somebody said, Jesus, my father is dead. Let me go and bury my father. Say, no, let the dead bury their dead. Let me go and bury my father first. No, let the dead bury their dead, but you come and follow me. What was he saying? You shouldn't care for your relations, not so, but put me first. The self-first mentality is the enemy of the God-first lifestyle. Say that again. The self-first mentality is the enemy of the God-first lifestyle. And it is the God-first lifestyle that guarantees our goodly outcome on it. The self-first mentality is an enemy of the God-first lifestyle. And it is the God-first lifestyle that guarantees our goodly outcome on the earth. What do we mean by the self-first mentality? Are you ready for that? I am a student. Let me finish school first. Then I'll serve God with passion. I have finished school. When I get a job, this unemployment is distracting me. Let me get a job first. And I will serve God with all my strength. Then I got a job. Let me get married first. Because as a single girl, a single man, all this, there are a lot of distractions. Men troubling you, women, you know. Then let me just get settled first. Then I'll face God. Then you got married. I will just give birth to children in a hurry. Let me be true with that aspect of my life. And you kept on talking like that until you come to the point where God is saying, you have used the best of your years for other things, and you want to give me the balance of your life. You use the best of your energy, the best of your time. You are to give me the first fruit of your life. The freshness of your energy, the freshness of your wisdom, the freshness of your everything. And this is what you want to give me, the balance, the retardedness of your life. Who wants retarded energy? So it is yourself and government and all those people that deserve your best. I deserve your worst, right? Me too, I'm not interested.
use the balance of your life and do what you want. Am I communicating? You can serve God as a civil servant. You can serve God as a medical doctor. You can serve God as a lawyer with the youthfulness of your life. But don't make other things priority and make God last. What of those of us who decided to squander our youth on God? Are we regretting now? We are still youth. After 50-something years, you are still a youth. A youth in age, a youth in look, a youth in everything. A youth in sense. Yesterday, we were at the back side of Lugbe, doing rugged evangelism. You have the clip. You can show us. Even cows stopped to listen. They were doing more. The more I preached, the more they screamed. So I asked, I said, why are these cows screaming? Somebody says, because their owners joined the crusade. Their owners joined the crusade. Cows stood stranded. But he looked in our direction of the pulpit. I bet you he could have answered an altar call. You don't have that clip? Hallelujah. You will not waste your years. And you will not waste your life. And you will not waste your time. And you will not waste your destiny. Everything that tampers with your dedication to God, please do away with them. It pays to serve Jesus. Look at the ground. Somebody commenting on the internet said, the man of God has gone to such a place in all his humility, but at least they should have cleaned the ground before he came. I said, no problem. We are all right. I was leading praise and worship. This is why we live. This is why we are born. This is what we want to spend our life doing. That is what we are doing. Mind you, pastor finished night vigil, standing on his feet from night till morning, ministering to people, woke up, went for this evangelism, left there, went to 5 home churches, left there, prepared for this service that we are on. And I'm preaching the services. After now, I'll be ministering online to a conference in Canada today. And the story continues. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Stand up on your feet. Somebody lift up your hands and appreciate him. Honor him, adore him. I don't want you to wait for an elaborate altar call. You are in need of surrender of your life to Jesus. Quickly rush to the front. Come forward quickly and let me pray for you. Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want to be genuinely born again. Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and come forward here. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Quickly rush forward. I'll give you the count of 5. 1. God bless you. Love it. Lord, quickly rush forward. Don't be the last to come.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for,
you alone.
Every breath that I take.
Every moment of my way.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment of my way. Have your way, Lord.
Lord, have your way.
Everybody
sing. Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
Live for
I live for you alone.
Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody sing.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Every moment to be called by yourself. Every moment.
Every moment
I'm away.
Every moment I'm away. Have your way.
until we share the grace in the next few minutes, no outside movement. Kneel. Zero movement. At the praise entrance there, I'm sure you have ears and you have heard me. Thank you for hearing. Ushers, if anybody behaves as if he's not hearing, please bring them, let them, let's pray for their ears. Because you cannot assume. It's possible that somebody is moving because they didn't hear. You need a rededication of your life to Jesus. You want an addiction broken, a negative lifestyle, something that is not correct. You want to live right. Tobacco smoking, alcoholism, something that you are not happy with. You want that lifestyle and habit broken. Quickly, come forward also, join us. The rest of us, please take your seat.
I've got my mind made up. In a word, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind made up. And I will stand back.
Because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind. And I want
to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind made up,
and I have
no time to see my Jesus.
Goodbye, walk. Oh Lord,
stay the longer with you.
Goodbye,
my presence
of strength.
Stay the longer with you.
I have
made up my mind. I have made up my mind to go God's way.
Place your right hand on your chest, all of you standing here, and say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you, and I call it done. In Jesus' name.